You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
It's the overtime. I do that every time. Zach, do you remember when I started doing this?
I feel like that's the first time you've done that intro. I don't know.
Anyhow, Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody. We didn't let Brian Gilbert be on here because of the farting incident last time.
What? I didn't listen last week.
There wasn't okay. A farting incident. I just like to say crap about Brian Gilbert. Love you, Gills. You better make me some cold Pacificos later this afternoon.
As it turns out, Fitz never made it to the bar. He, instead, ate fried chicken, got sick, and napped.
Oh, Zach wants me to say we're sponsored by his employer, Taco Lucha.
There you go.
And Solon Saloon. And in a shocking development, this just in, I actually remembered to send them the invoice. I had to do it through Ryan Gilbert because I always forgot to take it. So I made Ryan take it. I don't even know if it was delivered. But I've done my end of it. Damn it. That's me being an adult. Let someone else do it for me. This is The Overtime, the podcast in which you get to ask us anything, and we might answer, because sometimes you ask anything that just simply can't be addressed on a podcast that's meant to be somewhat family-friendly. We kind of push the limits of that, but any more kids are pretty educated on what's going on in the world. It's so great to be kids now.
It's scary to be around them.
I mean, to get a little glimpse of things, I had to flip through like the JCPenney catalog back in the day. Ooh, these new bras are fantastic. And now it's just everywhere for these kids. They go on Twitter and there's stuff. Man, I love it when I post something about how Utah sucks or something, you know, something sports related. And down in the mentions is, this is a great post, but it's been filtered, and you're like, the video has been blocked. You have to click on it to look, and then you open it up, and it's a naked person. Ah! That's how women feel when they get one of those texts. I don't know how I got here, but here I am. I was talking about Taco Lucha and so long, and now I'm talking about weenie pics.
Brett Favre, football legend.
I've tried all kinds of jeans. Button fly, zipper fly, you name it. But for me, nothing works better than the all-new Open Fly jeans from Wrangler.
Introducing the first Open Fly jean from Wrangler. The first jeans with no fly whatsoever.
Wrangler Open Fly jeans feature an ultra-relaxed fit right where you need it most. The fly. Why let zippers and buttons slow you down? With Open Fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
But anyhow, Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody, you ask the questions, we answer, and then we go eat lunch, which we're going to do today. And maybe at one of our sponsors or...
Or a pasture.
A ranch. A ranch. Pasture. Welcome to the pizza pasture. Come on in. Do you have chicken? No, we don't have chicken. We got pork chops. That's our thing. Pizza and pork chops here at the pizza pasture. Someone from Iowa's like, oh, that is a great idea. It's a great idea. Cole, please ask questions.
Thank you. I've just been sitting here silently waiting.
Well, I'm just babbling on. The caffeine hit at a perfect time. This podcast is going to be amazing.
From Exhausted Nihilist. In honor of, I'm going to do a throwback here, MBAF. First of all, if you get that reference and you're listening to the podcast and you understand that reference, thank you. That means you've been with us for like 2 years at least.
It's supposed to be pronounced M-bath.
Thank you.
Like, yeah, with a T and an H.
Yeah, you got to take a bath.
But the last time we had a in-bath question, I believe Ryan said N-B-A-F.
Right. It's like the
he had no idea
National
what
Basketball
about.
Association fellas.
Yeah.
It's like they're
something like that.
Player association.
In honor of M-bath, which mutations would you give Willie Wildcat the greatest chance of defeating our enemies next season? I butchered that question. Which mutations would give Willie Wildcat the greatest chance of defeating the enemies next season?
The rest of the cat body?
Yeah, he needs cat arms and legs.
He needs the claws. He needs the quickness. He needs all the things that come with actual catdom.
He needs to look like Phil.
No. With all due respect, Phil, as a dead bobcat, needs to be put down.
I love Phil.
I'm looking at Phil right now.
That's not Phil.
That's not Phil.
That's Rocky. And Rocky's a beautiful taxidermy version of a wildcat.
Yes.
Phil is like a child's project. I'm done. And everyone looks, oh, dear.
It looks like Sid the Sloth more than, more than it does...
I saw a taxidermy, where was it from, like ancient Egypt or something they had brought? Oh, it had been Rome, where they brought in a lion, like one of the first lions they brought in, and it died. And so they asked someone to do a taxidermy, but they didn't really know what lion. I mean, they didn't have Google. Right? They just had their own reference. And the thing is, Phil looks good. Let's just put it that way. This lion.
Really?
This lion doesn't even look like a lion.
Is Phil still on the sidelines during the football games?
Phil, it became clear Phil had nothing to do with winning and losing, which I was shocked to find out. And so he's just back in the equipment locker room area, I think.
Is K-State going to have one of those like rally cries this season? Because I don't know if you guys watch Major League Baseball or not, but every single time somebody hits a home run and they get in the dugout, there's like some kind of like the Royals have like a gladiator mask they put on, and then like the Rangers have a big old cowboy hat and a jacket that they wear every time somebody hits a home run.
They're doing that now, huh?
And there's like the turnover chain at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think K-State had some kind of celebration, but you know how cool it would be like Will Howard throws a touchdown and then he comes over and lifts Phil the Bobcat up to all the season ticket holders a rally cry.
The best sideline, the best sideline celebration is the slot machine at UNLV.
That is awesome.
Are you aware of this?
I am not. That is beautiful.
They made a UNLV slot machine, and after, I don't know, touchdown, turnover, whatever, on the sideline, they go, and the player sits down at it, and they pull the lever, and lights up, and goes crazy.
That's fantastic.
They probably don't get to use that very much.
Let me just make an announcement today on the PowerCat Overtime podcast, not one that is usually listened by national authorities, but this announcement is so important. Everyone must listen. UNLV, welcome to the Big 12. I just invited you. I'll talk to Brett later. We're on first-name basis. I'll talk to Brett, who I call him BY. I'll talk to him later, and we'll get this all cleared up. But UNLV, the slot machine, gets you in right away. That's it. It's over. Colorado, Arizona, UNLV, Big 12.
So I know this question is a silly take on MBATH, but like I didn't realize it wasn't like officially open yet.
I thought it was too. You had a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, like a while ago.
No, this week.
Oh, it was this week. But like, people that go in and out. Like our neighbor, across the street from us literally is a security guard there, and he like works there, has worked there for like a year plus now. So I don't understand how it's just now opening. It makes no sense.
Because they got to move all the stuff in, which they still haven't done yet.
They haven't, and they're like 2 years away from
it. And they're doing it secretly in batches.
Okay, so I might have a neighbor who has been associated with this entire thing. Might be in charge of the construction. Anyhow, he hasn't given me anything inside. He told me I could not go to the ribbon cutting. And I asked him, I said, do they know who I am? I am a human pathogen. I should get to go. He said, no. That's why he's in charge of things. He makes good decisions. But he said a lot of the Plum Island people aren't even relocating to Manhattan for another couple of years. I'm like, well, what was a ribbon cutting about? A ribbon cutting means, hey, we're open for business. Bring us your sick animals. Give us a little foot and mouth or hoof and mouth, whatever it is. Yeah. So, but now the big thing is people are freaking out. Well, how will it get here? Well, Guido from New Jersey isn't going to throw the pathogens in his trunk, his old Lincoln Continental, and drive it across the country. I'm pretty sure they move nuclear waste and nuclear warheads around the country. We're going to be okay.
What are you talking about? That's exactly what I do.
Just in my, nobody could suspect a thing.
It's probably going to come in on a briefcase on a commercial flight from Chicago. Like they're going to go JFK to Chicago to Manhattan.
Nobody's going to have any idea. It's going to be...
And he gate checks it.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a sponsor's truck that doesn't sponsor this podcast, but sponsors the other podcast. It'll just be in that truck.
It'll look like a liquor delivery to the inbound. Oh, that's good. That's good. But yeah.
Maybe they can be a sponsor then.
He said, believe me, whatever they put these in, whether it's by ground or air or some other secret way, those containers have been tested to withstand any kind of accident that they could undergo. And I'm like, okay. Plane crashes are real, but whatever you want to say.
Unless you're living in Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but just a little chemicals in your water. Come on.
It's not that big of a deal.
Who knows? You might end up with three arms, or you might end up to be a superior version of human beings.
And that is exactly how Willie Wildcat is going to defeat the enemies next season.
Yes, we're going to expose them to chemicals and see what happens.
Drop them in a vat of nuclear waste.
Taking it full circle. Next question comes from Snarecat3. What are the most overrated and underrated things in Manhattan, Kansas?
Oh, overrated.
Nothing's overrated because we're sponsored by... Who we're sponsored
by? Can we
by?
Talk about underrated first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. I think going to a baseball game... K-State baseball game is very underrated
family
activity.
They need to add more stands.
Yes, they do. It's an underrated family activity. You go out on a Saturday afternoon, that place is usually packed. No matter if they're
sold out. They sell out often before the day of the game.
Right.
On big series.
That's an underrated activity to do. So I'll say that because people don't really associate that with Manhattan.
Overrated, Pillsbury Crossing.
You realize, you know what's going on there, right?
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
I'm a townie, never been to Pillsbury.
I've never been there to enjoy it. I've been there to see it.
Well, you know what they do there?
They drink and try to park cars.
But they don't let them.
They can't park cars.
And you can't swim. So that's why it's overrated. You can't swim. It's against the rules. And the park ranger will come and tell you you can't do that. You can't drink, obviously.
Well, it's not a park. It's private land.
Yeah. It's like private property. I think.
It's like someone owns that. I mean, I think it's pretty cool, but in this that they let them do it at all. I mean, most people would just gate it off and say, this is private property. You will be arrested. But they let them do it. But there's a risk now in this world. My daughter slipped on the rocks at Pillsbury Crossing. We're going to sue you.
And it's actually kind of like...
I'm actually surprised. If it's private property, there should be no enforcement of alcohol.
True. But
I think unless a sign that says,
unless they're invited in, which I'm sure they are. Can you take care of this?
And underage drinking? That's another thing.
Sure, but also...
Hold on, let's back up. Pillsbury Crossing is a historic area just... help me with my direction. Southeast of town. Right? I got that right?
You are correct.
I'm so bad at directions.
Yeah.
And it is... Do we even know... What's the river? The stream? I don't even know what it is.
I don't...
It's
Pillsbury.
Is it Pillsbury, the stream?
Is it not?
I don't have any idea. But there's a small waterfall, and then there's a like bedrock, like flat rock.
It's really cool.
It is really cool. Flat rocks in which the water runs over it, and not very deep. In fact, like in the 50s, you can see historic photos of really cool vintage cars that were new then, parked in the water. You absolutely can't park in the water anymore because of oil leaks and stuff on your tires, the rubber. I understand that. But so you can go like lay in this water and sunbathe or something. And, you know, it's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's a good place to go party. And a lot of people have done it through the years. And a lot of underage kids have always gone there to party. It's a really cool, beautiful place of Manhattan. But every time I see a photo about enforcement of, you know, police going out there, it is so crowded.
Oh, yeah.
It looks miserable out there. It looks like a city pool mm-hmm. filled with drunken kids. Mm-hmm. It was just, oh, no.
It's a lake. People want to think it's a lake, but it... Like a beach, but it's not.
No, it's a stream.
It's a little pond.
And there's a rope swing and the water is probably like 7 feet deep. So like if you Ooh. Rope swing, yeah. Oh. And the mud is at the bottom. Like there's multiple times I've been out there and people have like done the rope swing and they land the bottom and their swim trunks are all muddy because their butt hits the bottom.
They don't get stuck or something.
I'm not a fan. I've been out there a few times and I always am like, all right, I'm ready to go. Like this is, and there's bugs everywhere too because it's, you know, it's not deep water. There's not very much running water.
I would go with that. What else is overrated?
How about Manhattan Hill?
Raspberry bean dip.
Oh, that is a sponsor.
Yeah,
you can't say that,
Zach. That is blasphemous.
I'm gonna say it.
That is more than blasphemous. It's blow up famous.
But if you're from out of town and you don't have it,
I don't know what that means.
All the time.
It is a eat it once to try it kind
of
thing.
No, it's an eat it often to love it. The raspberry bean dip started So Long Saloon along with the Nancy, the pineapple beer, at So Long Saloon, and now they're both available in across it.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, and we apologize to our sponsors for Zach Carlson's behavior. I think this is the first time in the history of how many years you worked here? 10 years, roughly?
11.
73 years that he's worked for me. I've had to apologize for something Zach Carlson said. This is the most uncontroversial person I've ever met. Although he has a lot of opinions on things, not usually this strong. So I apologize to Jay, Rob, Travis, everyone at the saloon. And
I didn't say I wouldn't eat there. I'm just saying I'm not going to order that. I'll order other things.
He's turning my mic off.
Let's see.
I said Manhattan Hill. Is that overrated?
I'm going to say another one.
Yeah, because...
this is a really popular place. The Porch at Yard Bar.
Hmm.
It's too crowded, and you can't get a damn drink.
That's true.
It's crowded.
The problem with Yard Bar is... they have another bar that they didn't have open, so Yard Bar became cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, Yard Bar has always been cool as a concept, but it was too cool because no one went anywhere else, and that's where all the people go.
Brett, the owner, he's got it figured out.
Those guys are rolling in dough.
Oh, he's brilliant. I admire what he's done so much. A little overwhelming, but now he's replicated in Westport. It's incredible.
And those two bar scenes, they're completely different. But, like, the structure is the exact same.
But, like, Shot Stop should not be a bar that is packed and that there's a line to get into. Shot Stop is always go in, you buy your dollar shot, you take it, you get out.
Right.
Shot Stop was never a place to hang out, dance, have a good time. Now Shot Stop is exactly that.
It's pretty cool.
Fine. Yeah. I'm fine with it. But, that's not the spirit.
I'm with him.
It's not the spirit of Shot Stop. It's shot, stick around and stay and maybe drink a beer too.
Overall, I'll say this. Overall, the entire city of Manhattan and the region here is underrated. Like, I've heard sports writers take a shot. You know, I got to go to Manhattan, Kansas. I get it. I mean, we say stuff about Lubbock and mm-hmm. Ames. I get it. But those are people that really haven't stopped to enjoy the town. They go stay at the Holiday Inn and think they've seen Manhattan. And they haven't even ventured out Bill Snyder Highway to see the scenic views. They haven't gone out anywhere to see what... I mean, we sit in a valley of mm-hmm. the Flint Hills, and it's gorgeous. So, I don't know. I think the whole entire region's underrated, but I want to say this. Please keep it underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I have started making this joke quite often. They call us flyover country. Will you please keep flying over? We know what we have. We don't really want you here. If you call us flyover country, there's no place for you. So
I agree with you on Manhattan Hill, at least going up to it. Manhattan Hill, if you're looking at it, it looks cool.
It does.
But when you're up on Manhattan Hill,
and you see the sewage plant,
you see the water treatment plant, and you see the top of Walmart, and that's all you can
But
really
when you're
see.
Looking at it, it looks cool.
The other side, though, when you get to the parking lot, the views from the parking lot side are better than the views from Manhattan Hill. Like, Manhattan Hill should be the other side. Also, it's Bluemont Hill, by the way.
What?
Yeah. It's Bluemont Hill. It's everyone calls it Manhattan Hill, but it really is Bluemont Hill.
Huh. Maybe because it says Manhattan on the hill.
Yeah, but that's people that are from out of town calling it. It's like my least favorite. This is a side rant. My least favorite thing is people that call Aggieville the Aggie and not the Ville. You can tell someone is from Fort Riley and Junction City when they call it
Aggie. Hey, no shots at Junction City allowed on this podcast.
No.
I'll say what I want about Junction City. You know somebody wears camo for their full-time job if they're calling it the Aggie.
I'm with you.
Fair enough. Next question from Emaw Wildcat 82. As someone who attended the quote-unquote meet-and-greet at the Longhorn Ice House before the Big 12 championship game, was this just a front to slip over to the Performing Arts Center next door? Who will be in charge of selecting the Friday night social this year?
Hold on. I got to take a drink to get prepared for this. Not alcohol, just water. I got a lot to say. Look, we were going to have it at a church.
Where were we going to have it? We were actually going to have it somewhere else, weren't we? I feel like we were.
No, we kind
of
struggled.
I just remember Wally texted which.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't even there.
Because he wasn't even there and didn't even go. He's like, hey, I checked this place out. This place looks cool. And it was very good food.
It was.
Large menu.
It was kind of a weird location, like, to get to.
Weird prostate cancer
stand-up
charity.
Comedian.
Okay, so we get in there, and it's basically like a steel building. Right?
So, it's a Morton building.
Right. Don't give Mr. Morton credit for that. We don't know. Maybe it was.
Did we go at dinner time? I feel like we went at, like, 8 o'clock. Like, I feel like we kind of went late, if I remember right.
It was just because it was dark doesn't mean it was late.
Yeah, true.
So we get there and the place is enormous. Yeah. And there's one half of it that's seating. It's concrete. It's really, they did a nice job kind of fixing it up, but there was nothing wrong with this place. But one end of this place is blocked off for a private event. And little do we know, it's a prostate cancer fundraiser. So I went over and talked to the guy who was kind of a jerk. Actually, he was kind of not very friendly. This is the problem with you get a lot of people in the cancer world of our diet of cancer. So we're going to start a nonprofit up. And that sounds cool. But then you realize, no, they started this nonprofit up to have a job and to make money. That, you know, they're grifting.
Mm-hmm.
They do donate money, but really it's about them. It was kind of weird. And plus, it was annoying because, like I said, it's a big open space and they're having speakers and stuff. They had comedians that were
not
very
funny.
Not funny. Like, I could get up there and just talk about stuff and be more funny than these professional comedians. The main guy was okay.
Yeah.
Not great compared to the opening act. Well, one brother thought he was a comedian and he wasn't. Okay. Well, hold on. We're running way long on this question and I feel like we're going to go a long time. So in the middle of a question, this is unprecedented. We've never done this before on this podcast, as far as I know. In the middle of this answer of this marvelous question that gets right to the bare bones of this topic, right? You know, right there in the most entertaining fashion. It's like this question's filled with glitter and $1 bills. Anyhow, let's just take a break right here, and then we'll continue this answer on the other side.
The humans will be back with more of the Overtime Podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the overtime. Speak humans.
What the question is about is we pull up, and we haven't been there. We didn't even, it wasn't anything formal. We didn't call the place and say, hey, we're going to have this thing. We just said, we're going to be here. If you want to show up, come on by.
We probably had like 20 people to stop
by. And when we walked in, we said, look, we just invited some other fans of Kansas State to come here. And they said, oh, fine. We're kind of empty on this end because we got this event. So we'll just seat everyone over here. They were really nice. But sharing the parking lot, kind of, at the other end was
A performing arts center.
A performing arts center, mostly for gentlemen. It's not literally, you know, it's not just a club for gentlemen. Anyone can go.
If you're of age.
Of age.
And, of a drinking age.
And don't mind seeing things.
This was the Longhorn Ice House. Let's just say there was probably a few more crystals at the other place than here.
I feel like they're only allowed to have one. Sure. One named that because it just gets confusing.
Yeah.
So,
I bet you they have a really nice ATM fee over at the other place. So,
I ask a waitress, I go, are these two places affiliated? And she goes, absolutely. They're owned by the same guy. And the brilliance of this struck me because I bet when you go to the Gentleman's Club, there I said it.
Oh.
Your receipt on your credit card will say something about the ice house.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be different so that, you know, they keep their pools separate, but it'll clearly look like you've been at a sports bar. And I asked the waitress, I go, do some of the people work? Oh, yeah, some of the waitresses work over there, and some of them are dancers. And I immediately realized, looking around the room at the waitresses, I will never be going to this gentleman's club. Even if I wanted to go to a gentleman's club, I would pick another one if some of these girls are also dancing.
Speaking of the receipt thing, have you ever noticed that Hooters doesn't put Hooters on the receipts?
Brilliant. You can't. Yeah, why would they put?
They're just the city name of the location. So like Tulsa, Irving. I know that because I've expensed those.
Oh, I remember that. We went to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gills didn't come with us.
No.
He didn't. We wanted to go watch the All-Star game, and Gills wanted to... I don't know.
Where were we? It was Texas.
It was Big 12 media days before Fitz came
down.
That's
right. Yeah.
I don't know. You were on some sort of vacation.
God, it's going to happen again this year.
You are so bad at that. Like, let's make a vacation.
Dude, it's even earlier, though. We don't get back from vacation until like the 11th or 12th, and it's like...
That's the second week of July. You could have...
The reason that we do this
here.
This
knew.
Is totally spinning off. The reason we do that is I don't hate the idea of the 4th of July. I think it's a great holiday.
I hate the 4th of July.
I do not like fireworks. And so we usually leave town because my neighbor, who's absolutely awesome, also...
You're a weenie.
I'm a weenie. I hate loud noises so much. I'm kind of like Gilbert. I get scared easily. So anyhow, we leave town and that leads to vacation. And yeah, we're going to be in Asheville and Hilton Head. And we get back. In flying to Kansas City the day before. So I'm going to lay out the plan for travel right now. Okay, you ready?
Oh, God.
We're driving your car down and you're flying.
Zach knows me so freaking. Yeah. It's really the only logistical way to do it. No, you guys couldn't wait for me to drive.
Right.
But yeah, I'll fly down and well, in theory, I'll drive back. I don't know if I'll let Gilbert in the car.
There'll be a lot more. There'll be a lot less yelling on the way down than on the way back.
And damn it, my employees know me too well. Get out of my way! Get out of the left lane! Die! After what happened last year, the great spamming text incident, Ryan Gilbert may not be going. I would let you two go if it wasn't such a significant event this year with the new schools and possibly even more schools.
I like the way you said that. It's like, I would let you guys go, but it's about me. I'm important.
Well, I am. I need to meet the people. I got to get out there and meet the people. I do want to meet the new beat writers kind of because it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I do plan on doing like a series of like video interviews with the pubs from the four new schools on with the what are we doing? The questions? The
overtime? That's what this is.
You're reading the questions for the overtime. Got it.
Next question comes from Denland 0809.
Denland?
Yeah. I'm assuming Denver.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Wait, he's asked questions before?
He has. What's your favorite adult beverage and what do you think that says about you?
Well, there's just not one.
How about your go-to? If you're going to sit down to watch a game, to sit down, hang out with your friends, have dinner at Taco Lucha, what are you ordering?
Well, you can't say Taco Lucha so long because it's obviously a Nancy, but that's their drink.
No, it's not. This is the.
Can we?
That's overrated.
Oh no!
I'm sorry. Now I gotta apologize to my own sponsor.
Can we categorize this into like maybe a beer and then like a normal drink?
Right. That's the point. If I'm just sitting there and we're gonna have a little dinner and watch a little sports, I'm having a Pacifico or anything. Because they're now on tap at the two different places, and they're my two favorite beers, my favorite domestic beer. And look, I mean, Pacifico's, I love Mexican beer. I don't know what they do. They put a little bit of
Zach.
Put some
rum. Right now, it's Kona Big Wave.
Okay,
with another one of my favorite beers.
I'm gonna go Modelo.
Another one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, Modelo is my favorite.
But if I'm having a mixed drink, it's one of two things. Typically, it is either a double Citron, Absolute Citron. And you can't just put in a lemon vodka. Most lemon vodkas taste like Pledge. Citron doesn't. Oh, my God.
How much Pledge are you drinking?
Oh, my God. I drink so much Pledge. With water and a splash of 7, just to give it a little bit more. That's the fits. That's what, you know, the bars used to know when I drank a lot. But now I drink a lot of Woodford Rocks, which is great.
I'm gonna put some hair on your chest.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need that. If I stay on my hormone therapy, I will have none.
Zach?
You don't really hit alcohol that
No.
hard. Because you're kind of
a lightweight.
I would consider myself that, too. For me, I'm a tequila person. So, like, if I were to drink, when I drink liquor, I would rather drink tequila than any other liquor.
What is wrong with you?
I know.
I do like a
what does that say
vodka
about
Sprite,
me?
Vodka water. That's...
I
you would probably like a Fitz.
That is the Fitz, right?
Well, it's you got to have lemon vodka and some lemons in it.
I just remember
I've drank so many lemon seeds in my life. I'm going to, when I die and they bury me, probably lemon ass tree. Up. There will be a lemon tree that'll just grow out of me.
You're gonna start pooping out lemons.
Mm. Jeez.
Too far?
Yeah. I just remember the time we were at TCU at the Dueling Piano Bar the night before the game. That's the last time I ever got blasted before a football game because I swore it off after that.
Let me just say.
But you were like feeding me double vodka Sprites. Like literally he would look at me just like with a, you know, the look, and he has two drinks in his hand and he just keeps handing them to me.
When Fitz's eyes are half open, that means you've had a fun night.
Since
yeah.
my well, it gets worse. Since my eye issues way back when, now my right eye closes. So, so, and I don't even know it because my eyes start to cross because it's a muscle control thing, and so I just close my eye and I don't even realize it. A friend, when we were in Vegas, was just it was last year for the draft. A friend said to me, "Hey, yeah, remember when we were at downtown Vegas gambling?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think I do remember going down there." They sent me this. It's a really good photo of the three of us, and sure as hell, my right eye is closed. And I said, "Yeah, I don't remember that photo." Yeah, those are my go-to drinks. I drink a lot of. If I just want to chill at home or something, I'll grab a Woodford and just put it on some ice. Woodford, I love you.
Very good. Good question, Denland. Next question comes from I Like Pickles Cat.
Pickles.
Now, I got to tell you, I like you, Pickles. You asked some good questions. If I was picking this question, I probably wouldn't pick it. Zach?
What?
I don't mind this question.
And Pickles had a go at me for picking bad questions.
I'm not calling him out. I just...
And now you're the one calling Pickles out.
He
Jeez.
Says, okay. I'm just going
to
read
Good luck to you. You just called out Pickles.
I know. I'm going to get attacked now. Ape, dog, chicken, bull, horse, bat, and other animals each modify in their own way. What new animal should be added to the list, and what will that meaning be?
Okay. I need the animals again.
Ape, you know,
dog, chicken, bull, horse, bat,
and shh. That's the word after. You didn't blanket. We're talking about swears here.
Oh, so they each modify.
Oh,
I'm trying to say if mutations. Fits the work of bleeping a certain word.
Oh, it's ape shh.
Yeah.
Shh,
chicken shh.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the
comedy bit about the English language and how
okay,
each one of those words,
makes more sense.
Each one of those phrases means something entirely different?
I think that's the point of the question here.
Okay, now I like this question. I didn't like this question before because I didn't understand.
Okay, I thought we were modifying the animals.
I did too. No, I did too.
You're modifying.
Okay, give me the lead into the question again. Pickles, you made this way too complicated for me on a Friday morning.
Pickles did not.
No, what was the setup? If you can modify it.
Yeah, if you can modify it, what new animal should be added to the
list? Ah, now I got it.
Can we talk about what these meanings mean? So if you're going ape, that means you're going crazy.
Yeah.
If you're going dog, is dog just means bad.
Dog, chicken.
No. See, we have to get into this.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get into this, okay?
You're a chicken.
Dog means it's bad. Chicken means you're just...
You're a wimp.
Weak.
Yeah.
Weak. Yeah, okay.
Bull, obviously.
It's crap.
Yeah.
It's just, why'd you do that?
Horse is related to bull, but I think horse is for more like... I don't know if you guys watch the John Boy breakdowns, but if you watch Major League Baseball managers, that's the only place where I see horse consistently said. It's usually bull, but horse is more consistently said in sports.
Horse is halfway between chicken and bull.
Right. Bull is total crap. Chicken is cowardly, and horse is kind of in there in the middle.
Yeah.
Like the intention, it's just not good. It's just not good.
And bat is
crazy.
Like crazy.
What
What about cat? Cat should be on this list.
No.
I've never
heard that in my life.
You've never heard of like, oh, no. It's cat.
I feel like that's...
That to me is stinky. Like, oh, it's cat. Like, oh, it's just disgusting.
No, you need a litter box.
It tastes like cat. Like, you know what I mean?
Now that we have the screaming goats in the podcast every week, we should have goat.
There is goat. Okay. So if you say that's some goat, that means like, that's really, really good. Like Mahomes throws a touchdown pass 75 yards away. He's like, that's some goat. That means it's like really good.
That Cole just answered the question perfectly.
That's good. I would like to add frog. No reason other than it'd be funny.
Just start to using that.
Yeah.
Like you're
you know, that's frog crap.
I like it.
It's good. Okay, I like this question now. I'm going to be thinking about this.
That could be like that could be the new Big 12 swear word. Like TCU gets all the calls. That's frog crap.
I like it.
There you
go. Next question.
Good job, Pickles.
From Contra Cat. Who would get through a Hot Ones interview? Who quits first? Who sails through? Fitz, you don't know what Hot Ones is.
Is that the wing eating?
Yes.
Yeah. You're interviewed.
How many sauces are there, Zach?
10.
There's 10.
There's 10 levels to it.
I'm out on one.
I could do it.
I'm out on one.
They're basically like naked.
You got to finish the wing or do you just have to take a bite?
They're like, I don't know if you have to finish it. I think there's probably some... A lot of bones with meat on them at the end of the interviews. But.
Oh, yeah. You can tell they just take... I just don't have any kind of spice tolerance. It lights me up.
I'll start sweating, but if I have some water, as long as I don't touch my eyes, I'll be all right.
Now,
I don't know... Like, I understand there's different sauces, and you can get all these sauces, but I stick to one sauce generally when I'm eating wings.
I'll go two, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm either a mild guy or a spicy garlic guy. And spicy garlic can mean a lot of different things at different restaurants.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Spicy garlic at Buffalo Wild Wings should not be used as your guide for when you go to Hooters and order spicy garlic.
Spicy garlic at Hooters is hot.
Spicy garlic at Hooters is like the second hottest one.
Zach almost died.
I nearly died during the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather boxing.
We were on
that's kind of a long time
St.
ago.
Louis, right?
Yeah,
for a recruiting.
I think I've heard this story
without Ryan Wallace.
Without Ryan Wallace,
who was getting married?
Yeah, we selfishly getting married. So we had to go over there and cover this. It was a rivals event at the time, and everything was going swimmingly until Zach got a hold of the wings. And let's just put it this way. Zach needed facilities throughout the day, the next day, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We stopped at a St. Louis bread company, which is Panera Bread
probably
in St. Louis.
Probably went out of business after that.
It was...
Okay.
It was bad.
This is my story of spice intolerance that fits perfectly into this podcast, both for content and sponsorship purposes. Years ago, So Long used to have wings, and they were the best wings I have ever had. And I later found out they were based on the peanut And I've now had those wings at the Peanut, and they're incredible.
They're huge.
Right. They're the two pieces still together. Yeah. They haven't separated the flat from the drum. It was amazing. You know, you'd get three of these, and, you know, they were big to start with, and they made their own sauce. So it wasn't really buffalo sauce, but it was in the neighborhood. And sometimes, since it was homemade, it would get a little hotter than other times. One day I'm in there, and I'm just – and keep this in mind. They were so spicy, and I'm so wimpy that they had to give me the sauce on the side to dip to so that they weren't coated. I could kind of moderate how much sauce I was taking in. And I was sweating my you-know-what off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting at the bar at So Long, and Jay, my friend Jay, one of the owners, is behind the bar. And he's laughing at me. And I think he's just laughing at me because I'm such a wimp. They're giving me a towel. I'm having to towel off. I'm sweating so much. It turns out that Jay had walked around to every table in So Long, which isn't a lot of tables because it's a small place, and let everyone know that he's going to play a practical joke on me. He had turned the heat up to like 85. So the entire restaurant was also hot, but they're laughing their ass off watching me towel off because on top of the spice, Jay had cranked up the heat and I was dying. Damn you, Jay Humes. Yeah, I'm a wimp.
That's amazing.
That's a great story.
A good practical joke.
All right. Ready for the last question?
Yeah, we need it.
From Dr. J54. He closed out the last overtime, I believe.
Man, gosh. He's on a roll.
Calling Mariano Rivera.
He's almost like the real Dr. J.
If a football player takes it to the house, a baseball player goes yard, why doesn't a hockey player go to the lake?
That's actually kind of fitting, actually.
Okay, so a football player. But I don't understand the whole football players take it to the house because it's the end zone. The end zone's not known as home.
Oh!
Like, shouldn't a baseball player take it to the house because they're hitting a home run? Why does a baseball player go yard?
Yeah, I wonder what some of these references are for.
Now, I understand, like, leave the yard because the ball is literally, you know, in a small park, it's leaving the yard. The baseball field is also called the yard. It's like, I understand that reference.
But, like, if you're – but
bless you.
A hockey player, if you're up in Canada, in the Great White North, you are – on a lake.
Yeah, you take it to the lake.
Anyway.
Take it to the lake.
There's no going to the lake when you're already at the lake. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's true.
What about soccer? Do they have any specific... he just rushed to your side after you sneezed again.
Dude, I'm all right. It's okay.
What about soccer? Do they have any specific terms when they make a goal? Like,
I mean, golazo for like an amazing goal, but not every goal is a golazo. So...
I've never heard that. I don't watch hockey. A golazo?
The soccer.
Oh, soccer.
Golazo.
What about golazo?
I'm playing with the dog. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What about in racing? If they make like an amazing move, do they be like, oh, he just took one on the curve? Like, I don't know.
No.
Like, I don't know. What do they say?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's get back to hockey. Hockey should be...
split the net. Is that too literal?
Yeah, it could be, actually.
Like, yeah, that's too literal.
It's too literal. He split the net. What an amazing wrist shot.
Guy got nothing.
Okay, well, can we just say when we're talking about sayings, baseball by far and away has the best sayings
that make
no sense.
There's one that has this great historical reference. Like, it's, I can't think of what it is, like the Polo Grounds or something that was unique to that field and just kind of... I don't know.
Fitz, you're gonna have to bleep this out, and I'm sorry I'm making you work,
okay.
But just make sure you're ready, and I think you can...
this is total goat.
I love how we didn't cuss the entire time.
I want you to put a sound effect from an animal in place of the word, if that's possible. But the one baseball terminology I've never understood is a shot.
What do you mean?
It doesn't make any sense. Like... What is it? Because the pitch was right there. Like, is that what that means?
But yeah. Is that a reference to
like somebody just absolutely hitting the crap out of the ball?
Right.
Yeah. Is it because that's where it was?
No, I think it's maybe it is like right in, like, your wheelhouse. It'd be right around your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's something that like hits you there.
I think it references your manhood for hitting it so far.
I never thought about
it. It's like this celebration.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Flop it right on out there, yeah. Fellas. Well, we're going to end on that note. That was a real shot of an episode. And by the way, I apologize for sneezing. Dude did come to my side to rescue me to make sure I was okay, because that is one of his jobs. He is now lounging on the couch in the most ridiculous pose you could ever see. He did try to be part of this podcast, too, by belching into a microphone that wasn't on earlier. He, like, literally lifted his head to the microphone and belched. That's my son. I'm so proud of him.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.